is Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Ken's last ever radio extravaganza happening live. It is happening now. This is called Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Thanks. Hello. 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 Oh, now this.
Alana Wexler is just 13 years old, but she long ago committed herself to a cause we all support. Was so impressed with Alana that she invited her here tonight to be with us. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Alana Wexler.
My name is Alana Wexler. I'm 12 years old. It's a grassroots organization of kids that want to help their futures and get active in politics. When my parents went to see Speak, they told me that she was amazing and that they thought we would make a great president. I decided to find out more. I talk about what I learned by using my ABCs. A is America. He is a hero to America, and he will help our futures. He is a great and positive role model. B is better education. He wants to make class sizes smaller so that children get the best part out of learning. He wants to help teachers, because being a teacher is educating children and letting them out into the world to do good things. C is compassion towards children. He wants to make sure that healthcare is not a privilege, but it is something that we can all afford. This summer, I was supposed to go to my favorite camp, but instead, I decided to go to the office every day. Kids can really help. Vote. Will win. Plus 25 questions to make up for Florida from the last election. Our next goal is to have a petition for national knowledge.
again. And vacation. And vacation. And to and we and and vacation and to and vacation
Tonight you can listen to Real Estate Vacation.
housing, the environment, website, and radio work, and the show. The time is play some music and Thousand, and quite some interesting past realistic performances. Producing tonight, he does it. You can program the environment, vacation, website, and the show, and two radio. So check it out. Play some music. Please schedule it. The time is work and Thousand. You're listening to on the show. The show quite some interesting work.
Walt Disney was a conservationist long before it was fashionable.
So check it out. Producing program.
Walt Disney was a conservationist long before it was fashionable. He insisted that Walt Disney World be environmentally conscientious.
The roots and use everywhere new meanings and play some music in the environment.
Alana Wexler!
New meanings and two and play some music. Boston tonight. Thousand and radio program. It didn't pan out. It's going to be here for weeks. Quite some interesting. The time is work, vacation. Keep producing and we've got a show. New meanings. Two is an ongoing performance. Joining the program and first ever. So check it out and. Quite great. You can meet us on the show and you're listening to the environment. Eden Mustafi, website, past an interview August because it's producing Austin Reeks performances during the program Bowser. It didn't pan out. Quite great. He does the show and radio. We schedule it. Play some music. Is an ongoing new meanings. Fast is going to be here. Website August. Real estate work program. The environment. So check it out. Eden Mustafi on the show. Tonight quite some interesting vacation because it's the time is and a lazy report and actually. Show is work and is audio. Mention the website for the next couple of good sounds. Best great online and we've got performances is going to be here. Quite great website. Wilderness interviews from it was scheduled. So check it out. An interview ever next week in New York City. Plan is one relocated for the next week. 6:20 p.m. for you.
On national security. Of course, the number and the whole purpose of your presence is to keep you now and your children later and your grandchildren much later out of a last-ditch war for the preservation of American independence and all of the things that American independence means to you, to me, and to ours. Tonight, the present of a world crisis, my mind goes back 8 years to a night in the midst of a domestic crisis.
You never know when it could all just suddenly change. Everything can change. Everything that's happening. You might expect things to happen the way that they've always happened. The way they're happening now is the way things will be. Where will you be 30 minutes from now? Where will you be 10 years from now? You may think that you know there won't be any drastic changes. Everything will continue along a course related, plotted out. Based on where you are right now,
we met the issue of 1933.
Then surprises happen. Surprises may happen.
We
we face this new
When will the surprise happen? Will it happen right now? Will it happen in 5 minutes? Will it happen in October? 472-5667 surprises. 472-5667. You'll be placed on the air. You'll be surprised.
That European and Asiatic war makers could not gain control of the ocean which leads to this hemisphere. Does anyone seriously believe?
Members of the Senate and the House of Representatives.
That we need to fear attack anywhere in the Americas.
Hello? You know, I was abducted by aliens, and I'm part of the MUFON group. And it was a night last July when I was in Southeast Bear County, and I was camping. And me and my brother, we saw this light in the sky, and we kind of went over to go see what it was about. The next thing I remember, I was waking up in this very large dark room where the only thing I could say is I could call them creatures. It's just a figment of my subconscious memory of what they actually were. But all I really remember is these very black eyes, these ominous looking eyes staring down upon me. And they were doing experiments, and they put the chip in my head. And ever since then, I get free HBO. It's great. That's why I listen to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, because it remodulates the synchronicity of the frequency in the chip, and it makes my life manageable. So I'd like to just thank Ken for putting on such a wonderful show. Thank you, Ken.
I want to be shouted from the rooftop. This is the president, but the secrets that he's revealing are only mistaken. They're not real at all. It's an illusion, it's Maya. All of it. Never be mistaken again. We are now living in a Shakespearean drama of epic proportions. Everything is happening all at once. Moore's Law. All the secrets that are being revealed daily, and they mean nothing. The truth is out there, but it's mixed with fiction, and we're all stuck in this mediated transmission. It's the best thing, and it's the worst thing, and it's what we have. And what we're doing with it is allowing the new power, whatever they want to call themselves, we all know who they are. They're taking over the world in their own fashion.
Free Britain remains our most powerful naval neighbor in the Atlantic.
Four seven two five six six seven. Surprises. 472-5667. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.
This is not a fireside chat on war. It is a talk on national security.
Insatiable need to know. But you already know. I just told you.
When you call 472-5667, you're just on the air. That's just what happens. If you don't hear ringing anymore, that means you're on the air.
The ringing in the air hasn't stopped. It hasn't started yet. But we are preparing for the apocalypse this way and in this fashion. Big surprise. Oh, yes. But here we are, living it now. Constantly mediated. Where is the immediate? It is also here. For immediately, I am talking. And immediately, you are hearing my voice. But in the mediated world, nothing happens.
That's what I want, and that's what Nation wants.
Each and every one of
you,
the
current
the hatred, the envy.
Xerox, Charlie.
Thank you.
He's cute.
cute. Are you married, Charlie?
Well, no, not yet.
Xerox needs you. Will be the inauguration in January.
Because the nub of the whole purpose of your presence is to keep you now and your children later and your grandchildren much later out of a last-ditch war for the preservation of American independence.
As you understand it, this is the greatest barrier to your enlightenment.
Charlie with a great future.
And all of the things that American independence means to you and to me and to ours. Domestic crisis. It was a time when the wheels of American industry were grinding to a full stop, when the whole banking system of our country had ceased to function. I tried to convey to the great mass of American people what the banking crisis meant to them in their daily lives. Tonight, I want to do the same thing with the same...
Grenada, we were told, was a friendly island paradise for tourists.
Which faces America.
Well, it wasn't. It was a Soviet-Cuban colony being readied as a major military bastion to export terror and undermine democracy. We got there just in time.
We met the issue of 1933 with courage and realism. We face this new crisis, this new threat to the security of our nation.
There comes a time in the affairs of men when they must prepare to defend not their homes alone, but the tenets of faith and humanity on which their churches, their governments, and their very foundations are set.
Every generation of young men and women in America has questions to ask the world. Most of the time, they are the simple, but nevertheless difficult questions. Questions of work to do, opportunities to find, ambitions to satisfy. But every now and again in the history of the Republic, a different kind of question presents itself. A question that asks not about the future of an individual, or even of a generation, but about future of the country, the future of the American people.
We intend to keep our freedom, to defend it from attacks from without, and against corruption from within. We shall defend it against the forces of dictatorship, whatever disguises and false faces they may wear.
It is national, and it is homey at the same time. For example, I'm buying not one stamp, but 10 stamps. Each to go into a little book for each of my 10 grandchildren.
Some of our people like to believe that wars in Europe and in Asia are of no concern to us.
My fellow Americans, the sudden criminal attacks perpetrated by the Japanese in the Pacific provide the climax of a decade of international immorality. No Americans today or 1,000 years hence need feel anything but pride in our patience and in our efforts through all the years toward achieving a peace in the Pacific.
And representatives, I have the distinguished honor of presenting the President of the United States.
We have learned that freedom in itself is not enough. Freedom of speech is of no use if a man has nothing to say.
Seven.
easterly, it's beasterly when you point out the hidden truth and shout the secrets from the rooftops, reveal the occult powers in the Skull and Bone Society, uncover the Masonic rituals and show them for what they are. We are addicted to gasoline and pixel screen power spot mediation. We are legitimizing our insustainability through acceptance and approval of these so-called leaders and their behaviors. And through our and their actions and or inactions, we will inculcate upon the world an apocalyptic Armageddon. Will Jesus come down and beam us up to a pie in the sky? Or will we reap the seeds we have sown, seeds of the military, industrial complex?
Oh, yes, sir. I know.
You're really a very lucky man. You've got the world and all that's in it. You face the future free and clear. Good luck, Charlie. You can make it if you take it from here.
Disruption and to the defeat of the global terror network. Now, this war will not be like the war against Iraq a decade ago, with the decisive liberation of territory and swift conclusion. It will not look like the air war above Kosovo 2 years ago, when no ground troops were used and not a single American was lost in combat. Our response involves far more than instant retaliation and isolated strikes. Americans should not expect one battle, but a lengthy campaign, unlike any other we have ever seen.
The sense of wonder, the unfailing hope of what next, the joy. Inspiration of life. They teach you in this way to be an officer and a gentleman. Full of victory. Their story is known to all of you. It is the story of the American man-at-arms. My estimate of him was formed on the battlefield many, many years ago and has never changed. I regarded him then as I regard him now.
In those 7 years, the real income of the average American after taxes rose by 30%.
Rox and I are just beginning as I commence my big career. A world of opportunity.
Walt Disney was a conservationist long before it was fashionable. He insisted that Walt Disney World be environmentally conscientious. Almost 8,500 acres were set aside to remain undeveloped and maintained as a natural preserve.
Up from the very ground floor, a rosy future waits just beyond my gates as it never waited before.
American hero, next president.
What a team.
Sometimes a surprise is that it just doesn't get any better. Sometimes you have to search really hard to find something that has improved. And sometimes you never find it. For you to go on. 5 more minutes. 4725667. And then you cannot go on. I certainly feel as though my time is up. There's nothing more for me to do. There's no reason to try, because it will just come to an end, whether you're ready for it or not, whether you're prepared or not, the end always. This was Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Ken's last ever radio extravaganza on this Tuesday night from 6 until 7 p.m. To chronicle Ken's last ever radio extravaganza up until the moment that it ended. The Archival Museum is located online at counterfolk.com. That's F-O-L-K, counterfolk.com/last ever. For those things on the internet that archive things that have happened in the past that are no longer happening, those things you can type Ken's last ever radio extravaganza into and find out and listen to and hear the shows that are over. They're never going to happen again. to contribute to the eulogy, please send email to ken@counterfolk.com. Send your regards, your wishes, your hopes, unfulfilled dreams. Thanks for listening.